What it do, ladies and gentlemen? Saturnino here, back again on this beautiful Friday morning, super early, super dark, getting stuff done. Nah, I'm just going to work. It's not really getting stuff done, just something I do Monday through Friday, and I go there and I pretend to look busy. I usually will carry like a folder or something as I walk through the halls. Folder doesn't really have anything important, maybe just some random papers I found that needed to be shredded, but I figure if you just walk around with a folder and kind of have a semi-worried look on your face, people are just like, oh, okay, yeah, just hurry up, come on, do your work.
Yeah.
And they leave you alone, so that's good. So little life hack there, kids. If you're in the you're in some kind of job where there's paperwork and you really don't feel like doing it, just carry a folder around. Nobody's going to question. Nobody's going to ask. And when they try to talk to you, be like, hey, I'd love to talk. I just have this folder right here. I need to go put away or input data somewhere. Make up whatever you want to make up. And it'll work. Trust me. So, yeah, but it's been a very interesting, fun week for me. Got to see a really funny movie, Crazy Rich Asians. If you haven't seen that, highly recommend it. It's your typical romantic comedy. Like, there's the boy and the girl, you know, all falling in love. And, of course, some kind of conflict's going to happen. You know it is, because it always does. And then the guy has to be all, you know, all chivalrous and like, you know, tell the girl how much he loves her and whatnot. But, yeah, it's a good movie. I liked it. This local broke Chicano loved it a lot, so, yeah, but I highly recommend it, and I can tell that the director was, like, a fan of, like, the classic romantic comedy Hollywood movies. It just had that vibe to it, and it's funny, very, very funny. Liked it a lot. Got done reading the autobiography of Malcolm X, very good book. Another highly recommended thing for everyone to read. As I speed through the highway right now, my little Kia Rio about to just fall apart every time I push the gas down like that. But yeah, the autobiography of Malcolm X, very, very great book. One of America's greatest, I will say, a hero, because he told the truth. That's what we got to do. We just got to tell the truth. You got to tell your truth. No lies. Just keep on speaking. Speak the word, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever the word might be. Yeah. Got very... with that book, I was very sad at the end just because felt like he was really, really trying to be inclusive of everyone. Right at the end. And then that's when his life was taken. Like, as soon as he was like, oh, yeah. Like, no. We, like... These are the bad people, you know. Everybody wants to fight against the bad people. Come on. And then, yeah, some people shot him. So that's the main takeaway of the book, ladies and gentlemen. Spoilers. What else? What else is going on? My sinuses are acting up. Thought I had that all in check. But, of course, I live in Central Texas, so never. It's never in check. I feel like there's just so much pressure in my head. Feel like I'm slowly dying. Oh, but it's gonna be a great 3-day weekend coming up. Labor Day. What? So yeah. Any chance just to be away from work for a bit is awesome. Cause like the beginning of the week, I think it was on Tuesday, the little one wasn't feeling well, and my wife, she had just started her new internship, and she woke up and she's like, I hate to ask you this, but is there any way you can stay? Yes. She's like, I didn't finish. You're going to ask me if I can stay home? Yes, I can stay home. I do not mind staying home one bit. I will definitely look after him. And by look after him, I just left the TV on and he watched his shows. And I had my little section of the room just to be there in case he needed anything. So that's parenting 101 right there. Just as long as you're in the same vicinity... As long as you're under the same roof. There you go. If you're under the same roof, you're okay. Okay? Don't go wandering off anywhere. Don't leave your kids unattended. Away from, like, in a totally different building. Yeah. But in the same house, yeah, they can be unattended in a room. Like, yeah, I mean, whatever. Like, here's the kitchen. Put these knives away. You know? Do something useful. Speaking of useful, I started trimming my hedges up front. And by trimming, I mean taking them bits down. Because, my front yard looks despicable. That's the thing about home ownership. You got to just keep on going. So much work, so much pressure. I just like, you know, that's the only thing I miss about, like, the country. Like, having acres of land. I mean, just as long as you mow some parts, you're good. Like, oh, that, you want me to trim that tree? I'll just wait until God makes it fall. And then I will take care of it when it needs to be taken care of at that point. And even then, I'd be like, nah, that's not a tree that fell. That is my new bench. I like to go sit on it and enjoy a sandwich. Now I'm having to trim stuff. Having to be more conscious of my lawn. Because the front yard just looks like crap. There's like twigs and acorns and just batteries. I'm like, why is there a battery buried underneath the earth right here? It's like, you can see, it says like the little copper Duracell sticking out, and it's like a battery. I'm like, what was going on before I bought this house? People just like, this battery's useless, and just throw it out the window? Like, oh, what happened? Recycle it. So, yeah, I have these two giant trees that hang over my driveway, so I'm always having to sweep that. Because, yeah, it's crazy because, like, everybody on my street, like, my neighbors, their houses look so nice and pristine. And I'm like, my yard looks like crap. I feel like I have to keep up now. Because when I was, like, renting, I at least did the minimum to get me by. Kind of like my work life. I just do the minimum and, you know, it'll be A-okay. There's that. Still trying to learn Spanish because I feel like one colonizer language is not enough for me now. And the only way you're ever going to learn another language, ladies and gentlemen, like my wife told me, you have to be fully immersed in it. And so I've been trying to listen to Duolingo has a great little podcast where they have like a bilingual sort of thing where they have a speaker who just tells like a story of their life all in Spanish, and sometimes the person who's hosting it will like kind of chime in, you know, with kind of like the bare facts and also leading into the next part of the story. So that's been fun. I've caught a couple of words, but what's crazy is it's like all of Latin America. So you've got like all different, like you got Chileans and other non-Mexicans. I'm starting also to figure out different dialects, which is confusing me as hell too. So yeah, because not all Spanish is the same, ladies and gentlemen. Especially the colonizer Spanish. There's this, kind of got that lisp. That's interesting. That's not a little known fact. I'm trying to learn Spanish because I figure being 35, still not knowing, I've got to learn. I don't blame anybody for that besides me, you know. So let's see how this goes, because I would really love for my children to know Spanish. We did have a plan of sending my oldest son with some family members who live in Mexico. But now that Trump's doing that whole thing where even, like, American-born brown people are, like, being denied back into the country, like, what the hell? That's kind of messed up. Because before all this, I remember the one time I went to the airport, and the little old lady who was checking, like, the tickets and stuff like that, she had the biggest smile, greatest greeting ever to me. Like, I was like one of her grandchildren, you know. She was like, oh, hey, how you doing today? You know, just all chipper as I went up there. And I was like, doing very well, thank you. You know, I was very cordial and and nice right back to her. And then she was like, can I see your ticket? You know, I gave her my ticket. Oh, can I see your driver's license? Give her my driver's license. And as she looks at my driver's license, she had like this confused, like worried look on her face. And her, like, her face just changes. Like, I just, like, kicked her dog or something. And then she just, like, slides everything back on the little, it wasn't really a little table, it was that little thing there. And she's like, you're gonna have to go in that line over there. Just like that. Go in that line. So I'm like, okay. And then they proceed to open up my bag and just throw everything out. And I'm like, oh, my name isn't Anglo. So yeah, duh, my bad. Won't happen again. So yeah. I can't go out of the country. That's just facts, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're saying, oh, that's ridiculous, you were born in America. Well, yeah, so were a lot of my ancestors, but guess what? They were rounded up and shipped somewhere else. So fun fact, my ancestors were here first. Yeah. And then they were raped and beaten and killed, and then that's how you get me. Yay! So yeah, I'm actually reading a really great book about that. Forget the name of it, but I started reading it, and it's very interesting. So I'll let y'all know the name on the next podcast. But yeah, fun times. Wow, that's like a dark turn, ladies and gentlemen. I tend to do that, don't I? I start off all chipper, like this is gonna be a beautiful day, and then death and destruction. This is your life, you know. So sorry about that. Let's talk about something fun. Donuts, America's breakfast right there. I love donuts. I feel like for as much as I love donuts, I don't eat enough, because you know, I try to be health conscious, and at least in that part of my life, everything else, I'm drinking, you know, I'm eating fried foods. Yeah, I don't live health conscious when I eat. Never mind. Forget that. Why am I not just eating donuts? Why am I depriving myself of that? Oh, man. Best donut I've ever had, ladies and gentlemen. It was a maple bacon donut. It was freaking huge. So I finished it off, and I remember, like, you know, going back home, and I was like, hey, I'm just going to take a nap. And by nap, I meant I'm going to go into a little bit of a coma, because we got home probably like around 10:30. I didn't wake up till like 2 or 3, and I remember waking up and everything was like black. Like my eyes were open, but everything was like black. Like it was very hard to adjust. Like I don't know why. Everything was kind of like dark. And then it finally took a while for my eyes to, like, I guess, intake light and see everything properly. So yeah, there was that. I should really see a doctor about that. Oh, speaking of doctors, I actually had my first semi-therapy session, because my work actually offers like kind of a short-term therapy sort of thing. That was very fun. That was very informative. And I promised myself, unlike all the other therapy sessions that I went to like in elementary school and high school, I was actually going to be very open and, you know, just like talk the truth, like my truth, exactly how I feel. No deflecting, no shutting down, not wanting to talk about certain things. No, I was like, I'm going to talk about this, 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 and this, and you're just going to listen, because that's what you're here to do. And then you tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how batshit crazy I am, and what I need to do to make sure I don't go even crazier. So that was very good. That was very informative. We're going to work on a plan to get me a full-time therapist. So, because like they're short-time, and she was like, yeah, you could probably benefit a lot from like a full-time schedule of seeing regular help. And I was like, okay, cool. So mental health, ladies and gentlemen, very important. Do not skip out on it. For all those people, you know, I mean, like it's true. It's a lot like exercise. You know, all those people who are very body conscious and all that, like, you need to do the same thing for your mind. It's good to talk. It's good to get these feelings out. Let everybody, you know, let somebody know what's going on in your life. And I don't know, I also pray a lot, so there's that. Like, yeah, I don't know, like, whatever you pray to, God, Allah, universe, Gaia, I don't care. Like, you know, just talk, just get it out there, feel good about yourself, meditate. But yeah, you know, I feel like I've taken up y'all's time with my rambling. This was truly a show about nothing. It was like Seinfeld, but if like Seinfeld was terrible. Because Seinfeld is one of the greatest shows ever, people. I don't care what you say. Was there a little bit of like kind of like racism in there every once in a while? Yeah, I mean, yeah, there was. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like, yeah, but. But it is a great show, okay? So yeah, that's it. Everybody have a great Friday. Whatever you're gonna do, do it up big. Much love, much peace, and I will talk to y'all later. Adios.